What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 124, Strong the Iron Will Way. I think there are two main obstacles / excuses I see that are in the way of a lot of people getting where they want to be physically. And I wanted to take a look at both of those and dissect those a little bit. I think the two obstacles I see commonly presented are time, number one, definitely number one, and cost. Now, that might be the cost of a gym membership, that might be the cost of using a personal trainer, or anything in between. But definitely, you know, can't afford it stops a lot of people. And don't have the time stops a lot of people. Don't have the time would probably be number one. So the perception is that I can't find the time to squeeze it in. The perception is that I can't find the money to pay for it. So if any of you guys are old enough to remember the show Seinfeld, Jerry does a little bit of stand-up about morning guy and evening guy. And he talks about how morning guy hates evening guy. Because evening guy always wants to stay up late, have a few drinks, watch TV, get sucked into a movie. But then morning guy has to deal with the consequences of evening guy. So morning guy hates evening guy. But morning guy really has no way of getting even with evening guy. So evening guy just stays up late and morning guy suffers. This is very similar to what a lot of us do. We have evening guy is the guy that wants to watch TV, binge on Netflix, stay up late scrolling through fucking Instagram or Facebook or doing bullshit. So we're going to call evening guy Netflix guy or social media guy or bullshit guy, because this guy spends a lot of time doing a lot of things that are ultimately not productive. Morning guy would be the guy that can get up at 5 and hit the gym before he has to go to work. Morning guy could get up at 4 and hit the gym before he has to get home and let the kids go and get the kids ready for school. Morning guy could go to the gym at 8 o'clock after work, okay? But evening guy, bullshit guy, Netflix guy is the one who says, I don't really have the time. I can't get up that early. I could never get up at 5 to work out. Well, you know, evening guy can never get up at 5 to work out because evening guy's up till midnight watching fucking Netflix. If evening guy went to bed at 8 o'clock for a few weeks, getting up at 5 would be a breeze, okay? You can't determine not being a morning person if you fucking stay up till 12 o'clock at night. Nobody can get up at, I mean, trust me, I've tried it for years. Nobody can get up and feel good at 4 or 5 in the morning when you go to bed at midnight. But if you shut down evening guy and acknowledge the fact that if you are trying to accomplish something meaningful. Now, let me segue for a second. I can't even tell you, and I've been doing this for a very long time, and I can tell you how many people have told me that exercising, lifting, training has impacted their lives in so many ways positively. Literally life-changing stuff. I'm not being dramatic. I never thought this would be possible when I first started training people. When I was younger, I just kind of assumed it was all about, you know, building muscle and kind of looking good, to be honest. Maybe there was some health benefits, but you know, whatever. When you're 25, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't seem like it matters. But I never really understood at that age the impact that this working out thing would have on confidence and self-esteem and just the ability to plow through life much more effectively and much more enjoyably. Seems like daily or weekly I'm seeing some kind of comment, testimonial, Facebook post about how training and lifting and just fixing the mindset and spirit of people has just literally changed their lives, okay? So we're talking about the choice between two things. Something that could be life-changing, okay? Again, in our realm here, we're going to talk about working out because I do truly believe in my heart that it is life-changing for many people. It certainly is for me and everybody that I know that does it, okay? Literally life-changing. But we could also be talking about going back to school, right? Getting another degree, you know, acquiring a skill to change your career and make have a different life. I mean, it's the same thing, right? The time it takes to do these things, to dedicate, you know, 6 hours a week to the gym or 6 hours or 10 hours a week to learning a new skill or craft or career. The choices between that, something that will dramatically improve and change your life and your family's life and everybody related to you, or watching Netflix, scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, putzing around, doing any number of other time-wasting things that have zero positive impact on your quality of life or the rest of your life. Okay, maybe there's brief enjoyment of watching the show, but really, at the end of the day, that's the decision. Okay, do you want to be the person that looks back and says, again, you know, I didn't ever get in shape, I didn't ever start that new job, I didn't ever try that new career that I really wanted to do, but I really am caught up on every fucking season of every awesome show. That's fucking ridiculous, right? Now, on a daily basis, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Tonight, I'm going to stay up and watch Netflix. Tonight, I'm going to stay up and scroll through Facebook. Today, I'm going to spend my afternoon on Instagram. But if you look at it over a course of days, weeks, months, years, it's absurd, okay? So if the time excuse is the one that you've been using, if time is your obstacle, take a close look at that. You know, keep track of how many hours you, there's apps that do it. Keep track of how many hours you spend on Facebook and social media. Take a look at your Netflix account, see how many things you've watched, how many shows are you current on, how many football games do you watch on a Sunday? You know, how many sports teams can you list everybody, every fucking player and every stat, and then yet you don't have time to take care of yourself? That's just bullshit to me. But hey, you know, I'm just saying. This is not, if somebody's okay with that, I'm totally okay with that. If that's like, if you're like one of those people and you're down with it, fine. But if you're one of those people, but you're also miserable about the way you feel and look and your life, then I'm not fine with it. All right, number two, finances, money. Okay, all the time. Hey, on, you know, one comment is, this is life changing for me. It's changed my life. It's changed the way I feel. It's changed my family life, my kids, my husband, my wife, all the stuff. That's great. And then at some point later, hey, we read through the budget and I just can't afford this right now. Listen, I go through a family budget almost every week, and definitely there are things that have to be cut out. And that's the nature of adulting and life, and seeing what is extra and what has to stay. And I understand. I'm gonna use training with a trainer as the example today, but this goes for a gym membership. This goes for group classes. This could go from $600 a month to $20 a month. Okay, everybody's going to be at a different income level, have a different level of expenses and a different life. I would never claim to understand everybody's financial situation by far. All I'm going to say is that no matter what the financial situation is, I believe that there is 99% of the time always some room, and it comes down to like a value judgment, right? So you look at things that are, you know, extras or nice to have, okay? Things that get cut when budgeting starts, okay? Now, a lot of people will put training, especially with a trainer, in that category. They'll say, hey, you don't really need that. You can do it by yourself. Can't you just go to the gym alone? Haven't you learned what to do by now? Well, that's not, it's no. First of all, no. It's not nearly the same thing. If you are a trainer or are very well versed or are a real workout person, of course you can do it on your own. But for most people, the reason they're hiring a coach in the first place is they don't have the knowledge to know what to do effectively, and that doesn't come with using a trainer for 6 workouts. They don't have the dedication or the discipline at this point yet to do it on their own, which is why they need the accountability of somebody waiting for them. None of these things can be replaced with a gym membership. Okay, so the person that has gone through their budget and decided that they can't afford it and they're going to go to the gym on their own will typically find that in a year they've gone back to their whole reason they came to the trainer in the first place, because they used to try to go to the gym on their own and they didn't know what to do. They didn't get any results, and they couldn't stick with it. So now, instead of spending X amount of month on a trainer and getting results and changing their lives, they're spending 1/3 of that on a gym membership, but they're getting no results, and they're actually wasting that money. Whereas the money in the trainer was an investment that pays back massive dividends in health and quality of life. Now, I think a lot of people that are making that decision to have to cut the budget, I would be willing to bet, and again, this is just based on people that I know, our family, and things that we spend money on that we don't need to, going out to eat. Going out to eat is a luxury item, okay? Training is would appear to be a luxury item, paying a lot of money to have somebody with you for an hour to train. Definitely, the perception would be that that's a luxury thing. But understanding that the coaching and the accountability and actually getting where you want to be physically is worth a lot of money. Versus going out to eat. Now, going out to eat is a luxury for us. It's always because we don't are fucking lazy. I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like cleaning. I don't feel like shopping. I'm willing to pay five times the amount for that meal to go have somebody do it for me. But if I'm at a point where I'm really making budgeting decisions and value decisions on money, well, shit, that's where it's got to go. I can't cut from something that's life-changing, something that I've said out loud, this is changing my life, this is improving my life, I feel so great, but I have to cut it out, but I'm going to continue eating out, which is not changing my life and not making me necessarily feel better at doing anything. And I'm sure I would be willing to bet there are other things. There are other things that are similar. So when it comes time to crunch the numbers, I would challenge you and whoever you're crunching the numbers with to really understand the value of the things that you're talking about. Again, the perception of paying X amount of money for 1 hour with a coach definitely would seem like it should be on the top list on the chopping block to cut out. Or even if it's just a gym membership, you know, or it's a, you know, $200 a month at CrossFit or $50 a month at World Gym. I don't know what the numbers are, but no matter what it is, a lot of times the gym stuff is on the chopping block. And it goes back to that same conversation about depends on your perception of working out in the gym. And if your perception of working out in the gym is just to look better, strictly cosmetic, you know, maybe that's not worth it. I would still argue that it is. But when we understand that this is worth, this is, goes so much deeper. It goes so much deeper into confidence and quality of life and overall happiness and just feeling good and then being good to everyone around you and all the trickle effect of this. Jesus, man, it's worth $200 an hour as far as I'm concerned for the benefit of it, okay? And again, even if it were strictly cosmetic, okay, even if this were like a visit to the salon, all it did is make you look better. There's so much value in that. Think about the confidence a person has when they feel like they look good, right? I mean, we've all experienced that. You've gotten ready to go somewhere and you feel like you look like crap. If that's a job interview, you're not going to perform well. If that's a speaking presentation, you're not going to do well. If that's a first date, if that's a just a trip to your kid's school. If you feel like you look terrible and you feel terrible, I would be willing to bet whatever you're going to do that day is not going to be optimal. Now, compare that to the day that you just feel awesome. Maybe it's new clothes. Maybe it's a new haircut. Maybe it's, again, maybe you're proud of your body because you've been working out. Maybe any number of things. But for some reason, you just feel great. Think about how you perform on that day and the way that you feel doing any number of things. If you had a job interview that day, if you had a presentation to give that day, if you had a first date that day and you're feeling awesome, right? Everything proves and everybody that you interact with that day benefits from the way you feel. And it's exactly the opposite when you don't feel well. So these things all have to be considered when you are making judgments of how to spend your time and your money, right? Those two things are limited in supply, and it's very important what we decide to do with those things. And we can use both of those things to make things a lot better, okay? Or we can spend those two things on things that, you know, Netflix is great. Listen, I'm the first one to line up to watch a good series or movie, but it's really important to understand if that decision is overshadowing other things that have way more value to life, I'm thinking that's not really the way to spend your time or your money. Hope that helps, guys, and wishing you guys all a strong day. Peace.